This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hi, I'm Julia. Welcome to this podcast. Did you know that 80 volunteers make Joy podcasts happen? So does your financial support. Support Joy this radiothon. Go to our website and join or renew your membership. Head to joy.org.au now.
Broadway icon John Cameron Mitchell channels the essence of his glam rock icon, Hedwig and the Angry Inch, for one night only at Arts Centre Melbourne this July. So put on some makeup, turn up the A-track and pull the wig down from the shelf. John Cameron Mitchell, July 10 at Arts Centre Melbourne. Book now. Joy sponsor.
It's insert temperature degrees in Melbourne. Good insert part of day. I'm Judy Kelly with Joy Odd Spots News at insert time.
Time for an odd spot. And a man has driven for 40 miles with thousands of bees engulfing the cab of his truck and reportedly did not get stung once in the process. So when we say engulfing the cab, we're talking inside the cab, not just the outside.
Oh. Is he like some sort of mobile beekeeper?
Yes.
Honey, what's that noise?
Dad. Out. That's two. That's two strikes, Dave. If you do another, joke that kills the room, you have to leave.
Ouch. Ouch. Well, you know what I enjoy is that his surname is Leatherwood. Isn't that a type of honey?
I think it is. Yes.
Did he change it by deed poll or did he just have that name
What was he trying to do?
Well, beekeeper Wallace Leatherwood, topical, who works as a builder, bought about 18,000 bees from a supplier, left them in his vehicle as he went to take a look at a possible job at a nearby restaurant. Before going, he moved three boxes of the bees into the cab of his truck. He said, "I didn't have any shady place to sit them, so I moved them into the cab. And when I came back, the boxes were black with bees and there were bees everywhere. I thought, well, I know what to do. I didn't want to lose my bees. They were £165 per box."
Holy moly. Well, sounds like a madman.
You do not leave bees in a hot cab without a bit of a window open.
Yeah.
You do not.
But then they'll fly out.
I thought this might be one of those cases. Have you seen where people have accidentally intercepted the queen bee? Have you seen that?
No.
Got the queen bee in their boot and they don't know. They're just normal people driving about their day
and then
like 10,000 bees fly out of nowhere and sit on their car and they can't get it off.
No.
Yeah, it's great. That's great. I'll get it up on the Google.
Well, the thing is as well, he has a son and he dropped in on his son's work. He's like, oh, they're a bunch of scaredy cats. They'll love this. So he went up at his son's work. And there's a quote from the son that I'm paraphrasing here, but it was along the lines of, "I knew he was crazy, but I didn't know he was this crazy," talking about the dad. So
classic dad.
The article didn't tell us what happened, so he could still be driving around with a stack of bees.
And finally, how do you move a 3-ton Australian elephant to the other side of the world in less than 24 hours? That was the elephant-sized problem facing Melbourne Zoo staff as they tried to get wannabe stud on guard across the Pacific for a hot date. The 7-year-old Asian elephant became the first of his kind to take flight out of Australia after the Victorian Zoo flawlessly executed a 2-year, million-dollar move to Miami, Florida.
And a Tokyo man has found a unique solution to an unhappy marriage without getting divorced. The Tokyo man has formed an intimate relationship with a life-size silicon doll, which he takes on dates in a wheelchair and dresses in expensive clothes and jewellery. He says his wife was disgruntled with the relationship at first, but has now come to accept it, even as the doll shares the couple's bed. The $6,000 doll, is described as very realistic and comes with movable hands, arms and fingers. The man says that Japanese men are very selfish, so it's nice to come home to someone, meaning the doll, who listens to all these problems. I reckon $6,000 might buy a lot of good therapy too.
So $6,000 for a doll?
Mm. $6,000. I paid less than that for my first car.
I was going to say wife.
No. Anyway. It's amazing what you can get on the internet.
They threw in a Corolla.
Well, I was actually thinking, if the doll costs $6,000, how much does a camper van cost?
Yeah.
Oh, did you ever have a Barbie camper van?
The difference is you're inside one.
No.
Oh, you set them up, I'll knock them down.
Oh, no.
And I'll just make it awkward.
An Indiana man has been arrested and charged with operating a vehicle while intoxicated after police officers pulled him over while driving a lawnmower towards the city of Franklin. According to police records, this was the second time 46-year-old Barry Ridge had been arrested for driving a lawnmower while drunk, on this occasion returning a blood alcohol level of 0.19. Police had been responding to a complaint reporting that Ridge had earlier driven the lawnmower into a neighbour's yard and was literally cutting someone else's grass.
Oh. You got through it. Okay. Well done. I've got to say that Barry's got form with the lawnmower. And whilst we are never ones to encourage the irresponsible consumption of alcohol, Barry's a legend.
Or the use of mowers.
Oh, yeah,
in a non-traditional sense. I would never do that.
But did you see, that's the first time I've seen Judy smile that broadly when she said literally. Literally, because she hates that word, cutting somebody else's.
I don't hate the word. I hate the misuse of the word.
I get she literally bollocking hates every... She literally hates it.
And finally, more than 1,000 drag queens have expressed interest in attending a protest during Donald Trump's first official visit to the UK, slated for Friday, July 13th. Alongside the drag queens, President Trump is expected to meet the real queen.
What would your drag name be, David?
I don't dare say it on the air.
Okay. Keep it clean, keep it clean. Yes.
But orgasm, you have no problem saying.
Orgasm, I could say all day long.
And all night long.
Now, here's a good one, and I believe this. The father of a man who said his pain medication turned him gay has said he believes his son has always been same-sex attracted. However, British man Scott Purdy went public this week with his bizarre claim that the Lyrica pills, I thought it was Lycra at first, but Lyrica pills he was prescribed for pain from a broken foot turned him gay. Now, Purdy told British television show This Morning, all I craved and wanted was male attention. He said that he experimented by stopping the medication and found that his attraction to his then-girlfriend increased again. He's since embraced life as a gay man and even said he plans to keep taking the pills to that end.
Hang on, he's deliberately taking the... He's got no pain.
No, but he's taking the pill so he can remain gay.
Stay the gay pill?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I think he needs to go and see a doctor.
I think, yes.
Lyrica pill. So if you're interested in turning gay, take Lyrica pills.
Lyrica pill. Okay, I'm going to look those up just in case I was thinking L-Y-R-I-C-A. Of turning gay. Or want to become more gay.
That's it, yeah.
I want to up my gay quotient.
Yeah, I think you should.
All right.
Lyrica pills.
Any more fascinating tidbits?
No, that was really it for this morning.
Yeah, really fascinating stuff there.
Yeah, I know.
Did you want a funny story?
We always...
Shut up, Mason.
Why do I even ask?
Okay. We always want a funny story from you, Judy. We just want it to be
because we're not providing
funny.
Them this afternoon.
Everybody's a little bit brain dead here. How are you feeling, Judy?
Not great.
Oh.
Want to talk about it on air?
No.
Okay. Let's get a funny story out of you then.
Yeah, let's do that.
That won't work.
Okay. A Pennsylvania voyeur is facing charges following the discovery of a tiny hidden camera behind the toilet paper dispenser inside a porta potty on a construction site.
Oh, because that's what you want to look at.
On a construction site.
Hey. So elegant. Whoa.
The criminal complaint document signed by a detective, Brad Christ, said the hidden camera recorded several unsuspecting employees before it was discovered. Police reviewed the camera's footage and identified three victims inside the portable toilet.
Front or back?
Oh, jeez. They also found footage showing the accused man, 59-year-old Kenneth Haluska, who had accidentally filmed himself while installing the device.
Yeah.
He's been charged with 9 misdemeanor counts in connection with the surreptitious filming.
It is
a shitty thing to do.
This is a trap for young players. Oh, Judy. Thanks for your news headlines.
Do you expect anything less or more?
You walk into it every half hour on the half hour. Yeah. I don't know what you're thinking.
I'm Judy Kelly. There'll be more Joy News Odd Spots next week with insert newsreader's name.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.